The horizon has always been there, but we have not seen it. Self, I hope I am not holding you back, dear.
Douglas, no, you could not do that. No one can. People say, oh, it is wrong to call up the dead. You cannot call us up. We are there in any case. We are with you, in a sense, all the time. I don't mean by that we are with you every 5 minutes of the day, but we are with you in a mental kind of way. In a spiritual sense, we are conscious of people whom we know and love, and of their needs and desires, and of the fact that time is passing for them, and they are drawing closer to us, even though they do not realize it. I can be near you and, in a sense, with you, and yet I can also be conscious of circumstances elsewhere at the same time. We are not limited in the same way as you are. We are not in a three-dimensional world.
Self, some people would say you have been dead 9 years.
Douglas, I am more alive now than I have been at any time, 129, to my knowledge. As I have said, I, like yourself, and untold millions of other souls, have been through many existences, and it is only as one develops and evolves on this side that one gradually becomes more aware of these things. Although, at times, they seem dim memories, we can resurrect them if it is good for us to do so. What we are at this present moment is due, no doubt, to the past. But, of course, we get to a point of evolution where we look only in the present and to the future. Those expressions really are material, but, nevertheless, I have to use material words to try to convey things. We look to the opening up and the flowering of one's innermost soul into an awareness and a reality of consciousness which previously has been denied, because, no doubt, we had not reached a point where it could be revealed. I realize more and more that one must not ever stand still. That is the tragedy, of course, of all the great religious organizations and bodies, particularly of Christianity, which has stood still for 2,000 years. It has lost the path and the way. It has lost the true impetus that was given to it by the early disciples and followers. This is a great tragedy. The truth as Christ taught it, the truth as he knew it, has long since vanished, I regret to say. It has been overshadowed by pomp and ceremony, by greed and dogma, by material conception, even of heaven. It is also pathetic and very sad.
Self, it will pass.
Douglas, oh yes, completely. Eventually, Christianity as it is generally understood today will be wiped out. And the true meaning of Christ, as indeed of all the great prophets and teachers and seers of the ages, will be more and more revealed by the opening up of communication between the two worlds. We shall be able to make a direct contact in a form perhaps very similar to your television or radio. That is what we are anticipating, and the scientists on this side are working towards that end. I have great faith in that possibility. There is no doubt that one day we shall overcome many of the troubles and difficulties that affect communication. We shall have what you would term on Earth a scientific method of communication which will be so extraordinary that by its very nature people will willingly accept truth, and, of course, it will change them and, in consequence, change the world. But although it is perhaps not 130. So far off before the beginning of this, it may be a long time before the full impact of it is felt. I am sorry I cannot stay any longer because the power is not very good today. All my love, dear, it has been difficult, but I made a great effort. 131, tribute. The close of my last sitting with Mr. Flint, realizing a long time might elapse before I could hope to resume these talks. On account of my impending move far away from London, I asked my husband to say a few words in appreciation of Mickey.
Douglas, Mickey would be the last person to want anyone to praise him.
Self, I would like to dedicate this book to him, dear.
Douglas, I know, and I agree wholeheartedly that without Mickey all that we do would be almost impossible. Although he himself, perhaps, may not say very much or appear to do very much. Behind everything that happens there is Mickey. He helps in so many ways, and he is so kind, so thoughtful, so considerate and helpful to all of us. Really, he is a remarkable personality.
Superficially, no doubt, people may think that he is not very advanced, but if the truth were known, I am sure he is much more advanced than many of the souls who come here to speak. Although he comes back as a child, and sometimes speaks in his cockney humorous way, there is a deep thinking, wonderful soul, highly spiritually advanced, one whom we all respect and have the deepest affection and regard for, because we know that he does a great work. He helps many, many people on both sides. He is, as it were, the compere to whom we all owe a great debt. I am very happy and very proud to know him. Self, and Leslie, too, of course. Douglas, yes, the medium, bless him, we are very grateful to him for all his effort, the work he has done, and the many opportunities he has given us. I hope his health will continue for many years, so that we can do this work and help many souls in your world. 133, Postscript. On May 3, 1972, I received the good news that my husband's book had been accepted. Later, an invitation to meet those closely concerned with its publication gave me the added pleasure of visiting Leslie again, and of having another talk with Douglas. This séance was recorded on July 10, 1972. A group sitting he attended a few days before had not been successful. Self, on hearing a familiar voice, "How lovely to hear you again, Mickey. Mickey, I'm sorry about the other day, but we couldn't get through, the conditions weren't good. There was a lot of confusion, and several entities were there who were undeveloped to say the least, so we thought it best not to do anything. How are you getting on, Ira?" Self, "Very well, thank you." Mickey, "I'm glad about the book, and your husband is delighted." "Oh yes, he's thrilled because he wants to get the message out to the world. You've worked so hard, the pair of you. It's very satisfying, ain't it? When is it coming out?" Self, "Early next year. It is dedicated to you." Mickey, "Oh blimey. Not to Flinty?" Self, "This time it is to you because you have been a great friend to us both." Mickey, "I've certainly done my best, but it's the book being read that matters." Self, "Yes, it is spreading this truth that is important." Mickey, "I saw you having your photo took. I think you probably looked better with your hat on than without it." Leslie, "Oh Mickey. What a rude remark." Mickey, "No. I think that hat suits you. Anyway, we'll see, won't we? LL, never be surprised if your husband got in on that picture. He was standing there all the time." Self, "Wouldn't that be wonderful?" Mickey, "Yes, smashing. Hold on. I'll see if he is ready." 134, Postscript. Douglas, "Hello. At last. It has been a long time. I have been looking forward so much to coming to talk to you. I was very disappointed the other day, although, frankly, I am not very happy when there are a lot of people about. I much prefer just the two of us. Can you hear me?" Self, "Very well indeed, dear." Douglas, "It is very difficult sometimes for us to know for certain how well we are getting over. Well. Well. I am so thrilled and happy about the book." Self, "How are you getting on over there?" Douglas, "Very, very well. I am extremely happy and very, very busy. I have been doing a lot of what you would call lecturing. I do not think of it quite in that way, but rather as discussions with others, and helping those who are just coming over. We have classes, or groups of souls, on spheres where they are in need of help and enlightenment. Our task is to go into other conditions of life where they are less advanced, and where they are really beginning to open up to something we can offer. Some of them are still very apprehensive. Quite a lot of people are still more mentally associated with the earth than they are with the environment over here. They are still clinging to old thoughts, old ideas, old memories, and in their own fashion they are not exactly unhappy, but they are certainly beginning to seek, to wonder, and to ponder on things. This is where we come in. We talk to them and advise them, and in some instances we are able to change their attitude of thought. The whole point is that a person really in this world, and, in a sense, I think it is true to say in your world, is no more than he or she may think. As you think, so you are, and there are many people over here who cling to old ideas which are an obstruction. The first thing you have to learn when you come here is to discard these old theories. Half the troubles, if not more, of your world, are due to people whose attitude of mind is so narrow and confined. Many people have such strong convictions in things that have no weight, no bearing, no validity. We have been very distressed with the state of your world. We go from time to time to various places trying to help. I have recently been in Northern Ireland. That is an appalling state of affairs which goes to show, quite apart from the political aspect, that it is mostly, really, deeply rooted in a religious sense. 135. But I must not start talking about religion because you get rather worried about it when I do. Laughter. Nevertheless, I cannot get away from it, because I can see only too clearly how religion in the past has separated human beings and made for bad relationships. It really has sown seeds which, quite frankly, distress one very much. Until man realizes the universal brotherhood that must exist, that must come about through the realization that we are all part of the same spirit, all animated by the same God-given force which is life-giving for all humanity, indeed for all forms of life, there will be these terrible tragedies. Man always divorces himself, to some extent anyway, from the animal kingdom, for instance, but it is the same force that animates all life. It is the same vitalizing force which is creative. Nothing is lost. Over here we have the animal kingdom, we have nature, we have birds, trees, forests, lakes. All these things which you think of as material, which, in a sense, of course, they are in your world, are also fundamentally spiritual, inasmuch as the spiritual force behind all life exists over here in abundance, and is much more fully expressed. All the beauties of your world exist here without all the material or the depressing aspects that man has brought into being through centuries of wrong thinking and, in consequence, wrong action. Man has created such havoc in your world. But here, because man is beginning to open up and understand and express himself, and realize the power and the potential of the spirit, man is changing his whole attitude to life. In consequence, here we have all the beauties and all the realities of the natural world without many of the things which in your world cause distress and unhappiness. All the worse aspects of man are gradually lessened. Man loosens, as it were, his own self from the shackles in which he has bound himself. This is not being anti-religion, because true religion, the true fundamental religion of all life, is something which applies to all of us. But it is when man builds barriers, and creates dogma and creeds that separate man from man, this is what causes all the havoc and the misery. Like in Northern Ireland. Self, do you rest sometimes? Douglas, what is rest? We do not get tired as you understand the meaning of the term. We do not have a physical tiredness, but we have a mental tiredness when we feel the need to withdraw. We temporarily cease to become mentally concerned or active in some particular interest or other. Then we are in a state of what you would call unconsciousness. You would refer to it as sleep. We do not, for instance, go to bed, and yet at the same time we can withdraw mentally from something that we are immersed in, and have a period of time, although time is not the same with us, it doesn't really exist, of unconsciousness. But this is not something which is essential or necessary. Here life is so full. There are so many interests, and yet you can never exhaust them, any more than you can, in a sense, exhaust yourself. Over here there is always something fresh and new and exciting to experience, new faces, new people, more advanced souls to meet, there is always a new experience to look forward to. Self, I heard you say as I awakened one morning recently, I have met someone I have not seen since 1625. Do you remember saying that? Douglas, yes I do. The point is, as I have told you so often in the past, that here one meets people one has known in a previous incarnation. For instance, I have met Shakespeare, and I have met Bacon, and I can solve that little problem. Bacon did not write the plays, and Shakespeare definitely did write them.
But you must remember that Shakespeare picked out a lot of old plots and rewrote a tremendous amount. Actually, he was what I suppose you might call a hack, but at the same time he brought a freshness and an originality, and he developed characters in his plays that had been created before, in some cases 100 or so years previously. But this is a long story. Self, so you have had a chat with Shakespeare. Douglas, yes, but there again, of course, people will say, your husband says he has had a chat with Shakespeare, very nice, but how do we know, how can we prove it? Well, I suppose in a kind of way you cannot exactly prove it to the satisfaction of people on your side. There is an aspect of this which I think is so fascinating. If only one had the opportunity to come more often to discuss things, and not only myself coming to speak but other souls. There is no reason, as far as I can see, why Shakespeare, or Bacon, if they wanted to that is, and if they were prepared to, could not, come through and speak and discuss on all manner of things. People do not realize the tremendous possibilities of this subject. Indeed, one might say they have only scratched the surface. Self. Sometimes I see what look like ribbons of light with sentences written on them. Unfortunately, I am rarely quick enough to get the message. Are you responsible, dear? Douglas, yes, and I think you know more than you are prepared to admit. But of course you do come here a great deal in your sleep. I often wonder if you remember much about it. Self, a little sometimes, and I certainly feel much fitter after I have been over with you. I suppose I bring back a little power from your side. Douglas, you certainly do. You know, we are much closer even than you realize. When are you coming to London again? Self, I do not know. I should love to come. Douglas, there is still much that I could give you, but the problem now is getting to London to talk to me. Self, still, I love Wales, it is a beautiful environment, and I have a wonderful view from my window. Do you like my room? Douglas, very much, it is so quiet and peaceful, that in itself is a great comfort, and the atmosphere and condition is very good there. Self, how is my brother Arnold getting on? Douglas, he is perfectly well now, and very happy. He would like me to convey his love to you. Your mother and father send their love, too. I have met so many people one way and another, and I do occasionally see people we have known in more recent years, but, perhaps because I am so immersed in the work I am doing, I have met primarily people associated with the past, people from incarnations centuries ago who were very much caught up and involved in our lives. This is a thing people do not always realize. Sometimes we take personal relationships. I am talking now particularly about family, as so important. They are important materially while you are living in a material world, as indeed they must be. But over here relationships of any real depth are not necessarily relationships of family, but relationships of mental and spiritual achievement and attainment. It is not so important who gave birth to you, it is the evolution and development of the spirit that is important. Of course, if you are very deeply involved and attached to a member of a family, then obviously you will remain so. This is invariably because you are old souls, and have been much associated in a previous incarnation. But I feel there is so much that is left unsaid about communication and about previous incarnations that, quite frankly, one cannot hope to get it all over, and I have learnt so much more. It does seem a long time since I spoke to you. Self, it is nearly 5 years, dear. Douglas, but we have been in touch just the same. I want you to realize that every day that passes, I am very near you, and no doubt when you do come to London, as you almost certainly will sometime next year, we can have some more chinwags together. I shall have to go in a minute, but all my love, and I am thrilled and happy about the book. And I know, it is going to be a success. Mickey, goodbye, bless you, Auntie. Self, Douglas did very well. Mickey, marvelously, especially considering he has not had a chance to come for ages. - Leslie Flint became a famous British spirit medium, not because he stood on a platform to give messages from the deceased,
but because countless thousands of spirit communicators spoke for themselves at his seances. The voices were independent of Flint, he even spoke with them himself, and many of the voices were recorded. By the time his autobiography Voices in the Dark was first published in 1971, Flint had already been a medium for over 40 years, yet he continued with his work for another 20 years. His experience and knowledge of what happens to us after death is second to none. Flint's mediumship was tested by independent researchers time and again, and still the voices came to speak their message, that we are eternal spirits living a physical life and we live on after death. Leslie Flint's seances and the spirit communications that he facilitated changed the lives of thousands, and his legacy lives on. Read his best-selling book Voices in the Dark, and learn how an impoverished youngster from England rose to become the most respected spirit medium of his age. Flint, Svanskladbok utdrag https://roon.ws/lidbooker/2017/upload/audiobooks/voices_in_the_dark_leslie/leslie_flint_medium.mp3 or kelly-lied https://roon.ws/lidbooker/2017/upload_audiobooks/voices_in_the_dark_leslie/